and said, pleased his cunning plan was working. The next morning Aladdin waved goodbye to his mother and set off with the magician to make his fortune. Aladdin followed the magician high into the mountains.
"Where are we going, Uncle?"
Aladdin asked. "This is nothing but barren land."
"Hold your tongue, boy," the magician said roughly,
walking over to a large rock lying on the ground. The magician reached inside his robe and took out a jar. He sprinkled some strange powder from the jar over the rock and muttered some words in a language Aladdin did not understand. The large rock moved.
"Come here, boy,"
the magician said gruffly. Aladdin was nervous. His uncle's attitude had changed since leaving the village. He edged closer. Where the rock had been, Aladdin saw a large sheet of marble with an iron ring in the centre.
"Open it, boy," the magician ordered.
"I can't, uncle," Aladdin replied. "It's too heavy."
"Pull the ring and call out your name,"
the magician shouted at him. Aladdin clutched the metal ring, shouted his name and pulled. To his surprise, the rock moved easily to reveal a dark cave.
"You must go in,"
the magician said.
"Why don't you?" Aladdin asked.
"The cave is split into four rooms. In each of these you will see great riches. You must not touch anything you see in the first three rooms, or even allow your clothes to touch them, as you will be turned to black stone. Go straight to the fourth room. You can help yourself to the riches you find there."
"You want me to fetch the riches for you?"
Aladdin asked bitterly.
"No, you can keep all you find. Take them home to your mother. All I want is the oil lamp hanging from the ceiling. Take down the lamp and bring it to me."
Aladdin shuddered.
"It's a long way down."
The magician sighed.
"Here, take this ring. It will protect you."
He took a large ruby ring from his finger and handed it to Aladdin. It fitted Aladdin's finger perfectly. The magician lowered Aladdin into the cave. Aladdin walked carefully past the first three rooms, making sure not to let even his clothes touch anything, as he did not want to be turned into black stone. When he reached the fourth room, he gasped. He had never seen such riches. Gold and silver, rubies and pearls, opals and diamonds, bigger than he had ever dreamed. They were dazzling. He filled his pockets with as many of the jewels as he could carry and attached several bags of gold to his waist. He saw the oil lamp hanging from the ceiling. He climbed up and got it and fastened it to his waist with the bags of gold. Then he hurried back to his uncle at the entrance to the cave.
"Pull me up, uncle," he called.
"Have you got the lamp?"
the magician asked.
"Yes," Aladdin replied. "Pull me up and I will give it to you."
"Pass me the lamp first,"
the magician called down to Aladdin.
"I can't, uncle. It's stuck beneath my robes. You must help me out first."
The magician grew angry and started to shout things at Aladdin in the same strange language as when he had moved the giant rock. Aladdin realized he had been tricked.
"You're no uncle of mine,"
he shouted up at the magician. But it was too late. The rock slid back over the mouth of the cave, locking Aladdin inside in the dark. Aladdin jumped as high as he could, but he could not reach the stone above. He knelt down on the floor and wept.
"What am I to do?"
Aladdin wrung his hands together in despair. As he did so, his fingers brushed over the ruby ring the magician had given him. Sparks shot from the ring, and there was a bright orange flash. To Aladdin's amazement, a genie appeared before him.
"I am the genie of the ring. Your wish is my command, O master," the genie said.
"Take me home,"
Aladdin cried without hesitation.
"I hear and obey, O master,"
said the genie, nodding his head once. There was another bright orange flash and Aladdin was transported back to his own house. His mother came into